Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
We're good. It is. We're excited. And I'm also just a bit sad because today is our last ever trip we're giving away to come party with us. Come Ed to London. See Ed Sheeran live at Wembley. Come party with us. I just want to keep giving them away. I don't want this to be the last one.
Did you just say come party with us like three times in a row?
Yeah, I'm excited that they're coming to party with us. Yeah. No pressure. Are we going to the club?
Are we
going to
hit the club? Are we going to hit the club? Are we?
I hope so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down for hitting the club. I just wasn't sure if that was – I didn't know what our partying with our listeners is going to look like.
I mean, I don't know if the listeners want to hit the clubs with us, but I'm hitting the club at some point on my own before I go home.
On your own is so sad.
Sorry, I don't mean on my own. I mean, like, with somebody.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they don't have to come to the clubs with me.
What a Freudian slip if I've ever heard one.
Maybe I'd have fun on my own. I could be anyone I wanted to be.
You know? You were going to say I could be anyone's.
No, I could just be whoever I wanted to be.
Okay. Turn up now.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Yeah. And what do you do with yourself?
I'm over here backpacking from Australia.
Are you? Yeah. Quite old to be a backpacker. Oh,
excuse me. How old do you think I am?
I just, you're not in that, because usually backpackers are real young or real old. And you're
I'm in my early
middle.
20s.
Yeah, I know. Old.
Anyway, we are giving a trip away to London, our final one today.
But I'm sore because, and I need to tell you why next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I'm sore.
Are you sore? I mean, you're meant to feel better after.
I'm sore because of a woman.
I know.
She was so rough.
You have a good track record in this area.
Well, I get hurt easily.
I know. And you also, I think you put yourself out there too much, you know?
But the problem is, you know how often, like before it starts, the other person will ask,
yes,
how hard? And I said, like, just go for it. I shouldn't have.
No, that's always a mistake.
I nearly cried.
Really?
There was one, yes. There's one stage she had like her elbow in my shoulder and my ass cheeks were clenching. You know when you're in pain that everything clenches up? Mm. I could have smashed a walnut between my ass cheeks. My God.
So we're talking about you getting a massage.
I got a deep tissue massage.
Deep tissue massage.
Yes, and it was
yesterday.
Deeper and more tissuey than I would have liked. And
all this swimming must be making your shoulders so tight.
Well, that's why I went to get a massage.
Yeah.
And my God, this woman just beat me from pillar to post and I couldn't say anything.
No, because it's that whole thing again. We've done chats about this. Mm. At what point can you tell them, actually, I got it wrong and I don't want it hard? You can't. So you lay there and whatever you've agreed to, you agree to for the next hour.
Yes. And she said afterwards in a very thick accent, she said, you need to get massage more. And I said, what? And she said, I not be hard.
Oh, she was saying that wasn't
very
hard.
Tense.
Oh, yes. But didn't you once go have a massage and you took all your clothes off?
No, I kept them
on. Oh, no, you kept your jeans on.
Yes, because my girlfriend at the time got a massage and they got her, they got her, the woman got her completely nude and put a hot rock on her.
Yes,
and
that's right.
I wanted to see if I
you
got the
same
treatment.
Experience.
And I went and I said, how undressed do I get? And she said, it's up to you. And so because I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable, I got a massage in jeans. And I've never sweated more in my life.
It's such a weird thing to do. But my mum, so here's the interesting thing. Maybe it's
my mate,
London
Jenny.
Thing. Because my mum the other day went for a massage here. And when she came out, and my mum does this thing, she loves a massage. I remember I got a doubles massage with her once. Do you remember?
Moaning.
And she moaned. She was enjoying it so much. Yes. And they didn't know when I booked it that we didn't need to be in the same room, mum and daughter.
Yes.
And I was like, too much, mum.
Yes.
Too much.
Especially
and
coming
the end,
from the room. Of a couple's massage.
Yeah, she told the woman how amazing her hands were. Remember that? Yeah. Anyway, but she got one here last week and she said the lady climbed on all fours on her back She said she literally crawled up and down her back.
So I...
My mum is so sprightly and
she is
youthful, but she's getting older.
She's 70. That woman,
that's a risky thing to do, to climb on top of a woman's back.
I wonder at what age you draw the line, because
maybe it's because she looks so young that she's thinking, oh, she's 50.
A compliment. She was happy to climb on my back. She didn't think I was going to break under her little frame. It's,
like, you can't climb. What happened if she'd snapped her?
No, you can't climb on pensioners' backs. You just can't. I'm very interested as to what happens in some of the more quiet moments, because there was enough time sometimes where stuff wasn't happening that
what
I
do you
was
mean stuff wasn't happening.
That I was thinking, what are you doing?
She was just standing there.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe she was washing. She was sometimes they wash the bowls or, out or the.
Yes.
She's just looking.
Just breathing heavily over
Jesus.
My.
So clenched.
Is that man wearing jeans.
Why has he got so many walnuts? Why is he wearing
Maybe they're on their phone.
I wonder.
Actually,
that.
My friend had a massage once and the guy went on his phone.
Really?
Yes. That's. Remember I was telling you, and then she turned around and she said to her husband afterwards, I think my massage guy stopped and went on his phone for a bit. Yes. And he was like, nah, when she went to sleep, he checked, he did his stuff, work stuff on his phone.
My mate does, because I get massages from my mate back home who's a sports doctor, and yeah. he I can tell when he's on his phone. Because you feel one hand go off your body, and then we always chat, and he goes, yeah, and we'll be right in the middle of chatting, so I'm like, bro, I know you're on your phone.
What do you want to do? What do you want to hear from people?
I want to know. I just want to know what went down in the massage room.
Great.
I don't mind if you were on the receiving end,
yep,
or if you're a masseur.
Maybe you can tell us what you do when you go quiet.
Yes, that's exactly.
What are you doing?
What do you do when
what
you go
are you
quiet?
Doing?
What are you guys doing? Give us a call, 131060.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what went down in the masseur? Seuss parlor.
Yes, because I had a small Russian lady beat me from pillar to post yesterday.
Your fault. You asked for it hard.
I got a deep tissue massage. I said to her, go as hard as you want.
Yes. Well, that's all your fault then. She did exactly what you asked. And at the end, she said she didn't actually go that hard at all. You're a wuss.
Yes. One stage, I thought I was going to cry.
Like doesn't take you much, though.
No.
In fact, you look like you could be tearing up now just at the memory of it.
I think I was.
But my mum got one here last week, and the lady climbed on all fours on her back.
Yes.
So it's all happening in the massage world. Victoria, what happened when you got a massage?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I had a traditional Thai massage in Bangkok, and she did my body. It was fantastic. And then she kneeled behind my head. I was face up, and she was massaging my head and my scalp, and I thought, this is amazing. But she got slower and slower and slower when all of a sudden, bang, her face bashed me in my face because she fell asleep.
And it relaxed her so much doing your head. Wow.
I absolutely pooped myself because I was almost out like a light on my own. It was so relaxing.
Ouch.
But yeah, she just headbutted me.
Because she would have been scared too, Victoria.
Yes.
She just woke up with a woman underneath her.
She was very apologetic, but I just said to her, like, what's going on?
She's
like, oh, fuck. Yeah, but I got headbutted.
The opposite of relaxing.
Yeah.
Good on you, Victoria.
Thanks, Victoria.
Mike, are you the masseuse or did you get the massage?
I got the massage. I was with my wife on holiday early in the year, and halfway through it, like, I was in the zone, I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I looked through the hole, and I'm like, this lady's got my shoes on. Like, she walked in with high heels, and,
no.
And I'm a very particular person. Like, I have a bit of OCD. I'm very clean, and she's got, like, size 11 shoes on, like, my Birkenstocks. So I'm like, for the next half an hour, I'm like... I just felt so tampered with. I was like, it wasn't.
Did you say anything, or did you just watch?
No one says anything.
I felt so awkward. And she walked out, and my pregnant wife at the time, she's like, what's going on in there? She's got your shoes on. And I was like, we got to go. We just got to go. And I've never worn them shoes again.
You should have worn hers, Mike. Swapped.
Yeah, the high heels too. They were high heels. And she didn't place them back where I put them at the start too.
Oh, that would have thrown you.
I wonder, she would have thought that was the funniest thing. Like it's
Maybe she does that with everybody though, because that's what she does. They take their shoes off. She wears her high heels for the day, and just for the massage, she just.
You're saying that like it's somehow
okay.
Like it's better because she does it all the time.
Yeah, but it is better than she just singled out Mike. Mike's Birkenstocks.
That hole, that's such a funny way to view
I hate
the world.
That. It makes me so stressed, that hole. Well, and dripping and the spit that just,
The spit?
Yeah, the spit.
Why did you get spit?
You're dribbling,
you get
mate.
Spit when you, have a, you dribble when you have a massage. Don't you?
G'day, Kylie.
How you going?
I'm like, I can't be the Kylie. Only one that dribbles Kylie. When they have a massage.
Kylie, do you dribble when you get a massage?
No.
Yeah, no, neither.
No, hold on. You get so relaxed.
Can we go back to Mike?
Can we go back to Mike? You get so relaxed, you forget to swallow.
Hey, Mike, Mike, do you dribble when you get a massage?
Sometimes. Depends how good the massage is.
Yeah.
Depends how good your shoes look kicking around there. Let's go to back to Kylie. Kylie, sorry, I got distracted by the dribbling. Kylie, what happened in the massage room?
Well, I didn't dribble, but my breath squirted.
Oh, on their feet or what? Upwards?
No, yeah, hit the lady in the chest. So I was breastfeeding at the time and, well, not breastfeeding right in the moment, but just had a baby and my husband booked us in for some massages, which was lovely. And they were doing my, like I was laying on my back and she was doing my arms and neck and off it went.
Out it came.
Out it came. And she was amazing. She was like, "Oh, it's fine. Happens all the time." And I was like, "Really?"
Did Kylie?
I love Kylie.
I know.
Time.
I like Kylie too. Kylie, did she? I can't say that without sounding like a creep.
No. Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. No, you're talking about.
No. Did she squeeze? Do you have to squeeze?
No, they just involuntarily come. It's the letdown. The natural thing that happened. What are you?
It's not a phrasing.
It was just a choice of words. Yeah. Not for dribbling. It's too much. Let's go, Jesse. Let's go.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up, we are giving away our last trip to London, all thanks to Snooze. It's amazing what a little snooze can do, guys.
But up next, one of the hottest stars in the world, just hanging out in Oz in time zone.
Time zone, guys.
Just getting their little tickets. Get their squashy toy.
We know what time zone is, mate.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. And coming up next, we are giving away our last trip to go and see Ed Sheeran live in London.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Well, they've traded us, you and I, over here to London with some very famous celebrities coming into Oz.
What have they got back?
I didn't realise how many amazing celebs were down under at the moment.
Amazing celebs. All right.
Famous faces.
All right, Dickie Wilkins over here. What have you got for us, Dick?
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Amazing.
Amazing. Any stand-up paddleboarding?
Not yet. We should hope.
Did he bring out on his hand luggage or what?
His paddleboard.
Yeah.
It's limited to 7 kilos, mate.
I know.
They arrived at Sydney Airport with their new one-year-old little daughter, Daisy Dove, and Orlando's son, Flynn. And they're here for 3 months. I think they're living in Port Douglas while he films a new movie, Wizards.
You think they're living in Port Douglas?
Well, I don't know. I'm not tracking them.
Oh, but does it say they're living in Port Douglas?
Yes, but you can't assume everything you read is fact.
I know, but it's just funny for you to say, I think they're living in Port Douglas.
Well, the movie is shooting in Port Douglas.
They're probably living there, yeah.
But, or maybe not. Maybe, you know, maybe it's going to fly in, fly out. Yeah. That's why I said I think.
Maybe. That could be in Cairns.
Do you know who else is also in up that end of the world?
Who?
Is Pete Davidson.
Really?
Yes.
And
Kim Kardashian's new flame. Well, here's the thing, okay? She hasn't been spotted in Oz yet, but she did post a pic from like an island, like by a beach. You know that because I saw you looking at the pic before.
Yeah.
She posted a pic and no one quite knows where that pic's from. So she could be up in far north Queensland with Pete. But do you know where he was spotted? He's a man after your own heart.
I do know where he was
time
spotted.
Zone.
Yes.
He was having fun at time zone.
I've been to that very time zone.
That one.
I've had some great times at that time zone. Yes.
Gosh, how many famous faces of amazing celebrities have they had there? Pete Davidson and Tommy Little. I think you two would have a fun night out together, you and Pete.
Yes, yeah, he seems fun.
Yeah, he does.
Well, also, if you go to time zone as an adult, you're a fun person.
Well, I went to, so you'd be proud of me. When we went to the Brighton Pier a couple of weekends ago, there's a big like amusement park at the end, and we spent a lot of time in there.
That's great. You also went to the theme park at Copenhagen.
What's happened to me?
I know. Fun mum got fun.
I've always been fun.
Sorry, I know.
Okay? But I learned something from you that I think is very sweet, that you just spend all your money, because I made the comment when we were talking about this the other day, that why wouldn't you just, if you were super, super rich, go and... what?
Yes, go what? On. Go on, yes, go on.
No, you just put all the money in and get all the tickets, right? Yes. But then I thought you could just buy the soft toy without needing to get the tickets. You said that you get all the tickets, you spend hours there, and then you give them to other kids.
To other kids.
That's very sweet. Do their eyes just light up?
Yeah, I think the parents sometimes get annoyed.
Why?
Because I think it's like, because I go with my best mate.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of tickets. And so I think like it's like sometimes they're a bit.
Oh, I'd be happy. I didn't have to spend the money myself.
So I'm covering up the fact is the one time a parent got really annoyed is because I gave it to a kid not realizing he had two siblings there.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Off World War
III. Of course it did.
Yes, and now I'm trying to.
The last bit you've got, bit of beer news.
Oh, my God, Bickers, you've really sprung that on me.
I haven't. You said you were going to bring a bit just, of
beer.
Beer
is good for
beer.
You. It's good for your gut health. Having one beer a day increases the biodiversity of bacteria in your gut.
Is that right?
It's very rare we can say this, but drink up, everybody.
Responsibly.
Yes, sure.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's Two Step from Ed Sheeran and Bujra, and we are giving away our final ticket to see him live in London.
Go ahead, London. 80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it loud. Ed to London with Kerry and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
This is bittersweet because...
It is our last trip to give away. I hope you buy your phone because we're going to call now until we give this trip to someone.
Yes. Have we got our first winner ready, Jesse? I say first. It could be first and last.
It could be.
Because these are our last two boarding passes that we're handing out. We have a number of one lucky person here. All they have to do at this point is answer the phone.
Hello.
Guten Tag.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Tommy?
Is this Angelica?
It is.
Have I said it right?
You have.
Well, we were just calling about the pronunciation. See ya. No. Angelica, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm shaking.
What are you up to today, Angelica? Mm.
I'm working, actually.
Ah, right.
Just in
what
between
do you do for
patients.
A job?
I'm a dental nurse.
Ooh, a mouth's gross.
Not kids' mouths. That's why I'm in pediatrics.
That's very smart.
Yes.
Right.
Here's the thing, Angelica. You might be between patients right now, but this time next week, you'll be between Tommy and I. Are you coming to London?
Give yourself some
joking.
Of the drugs.
You're not
you
joking.
Are
yes.
No, we're
oh,
not
wow.
joking. You are coming to party with us. You're coming to see God. Ed Sheeran live at Wembley. You're coming to the UK for the first time. Who are you bringing?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's my husband.
Do you want to call him now and give him the news?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to believe you.
We've got his number here. Jesse is just punching it into the system. What's his name, Angelica? I mean,
Justin.
Justin.
Okay. When the phone answers, you can tell him the news, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, Justin speaking.
Oh, babe. Take your bags. We're going to the UK.
You are shitting me, right?
No. I'm shaking.
We should tell you now that you're on air, Justin, with Carrie and Tommy. So shitting was good, but any more than that's not okay.
Oh, Jesus. I might be shitting my pants right now, actually.
I can't
believe it. If I didn't hear that laugh, I thought you'd be joking. But, Tommy, that laugh is indescribable, mate. Are you kidding me?
Justin, we can't wait to see you over here.
Oh, oh man, wow.
I can't wait to get there. When are we going now? Am I going now?
this time
next... I love your enthusiasm. This time next week, you'll be here with us.
Oh, Justin. Wow.
And apparently I'm drinking with Carrie and Tommy as well.
Yeah, buddy, oh, you are.
I'm so excited to see Carrie.
Well, you both sound...
has been hanging out for this.
Hey, guys, we'll let you go. Get your passports ready. Get your bag packed. And we'll see you this time next week.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You can catch Ed Sheeran on tour February and March 2023. All the details at frontiertouring.com.au.
That's our squad. We're done.
Our squad.
Party time. Let the party begin.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. Still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
Including my friend's kid said something to her last night that honestly, like, I'm concerned for her welfare.
I've got to say great because it gives me joy. But
no, it is so dark.
Great.
It's so dark.
I can't say great again. Great.
We're going to chat about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You joke often that my little daughter Adelaide is, we all joke, sweet but psycho, right?
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
Just the face of an angel, but the attitude crazy person.
It just turns. I told you, didn't I, the other day I sat down next to her. And because you know how everybody thinks, no matter what you say about your kid,
yeah,
everybody that swans in.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're not like that. They're adorable. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I sat next to her the other day and I made a funny face at her and sat down. And she just looked at me, stared blankly to my soul and just went, that's not your seat. My dad's sitting there. And I was like, okay, Addy, cool.
Isn't it amazing, though, how it affects you and how you do what they say?
Absolutely.
Like, they're three. You go, no, I'm sitting here, actually. But instead you're like, okay, yeah. I'll find another couch somewhere.
I actually went like this. I'm like, Evie, I'm scared. Like, pets, animals and little kids break you.
Yes, they do. Well, my friend's kid said to her the other night, out of nowhere, no lead up, so no nothing, just out of, snuggled in, gave her like a kiss and a cuddle and said, oh, Mommy, I love you so much. I promise not to kill you in the night. Oh. and this kid doesn't like watch scary stuff, doesn't, and she said, it would have been like she wished she'd done it with this, I promise not to kill you in the night, because then it would have felt like she was like playing it up.
But she just said
it was just deadpan, earnest. Like, there's an option I could, but yeah. I promise not
to. Yes, and I'm going to find myself saying thank you for not killing me. Yeah.
And then I went online and there's all these threads online about creepy things that kids have said. Yeah. And God, it's made me laugh. Like kids, there's one, this woman says, I was a camp counsellor and while running a program called Paint the Counsellors, which we never did at camp.
Paint the Counsellors?
A four-year-old leaned in behind me, started painting my hair and whispered in my ear, I'm going to peel all your skin off.
Oh, my God.
Another one said, my daughter and I went for a walk through a cemetery while we waited for my son to finish his piano lessons. Next door, she stopped dead in the middle of the graveyard, pointed at a grave, spaced out, and then said, this is where you're going to sleep forever.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
It's a creepy kid laugh.
Is it?
What else you got? How many you got?
Okay, I've got more.
Oh, this is a good one. As well.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like my ears are being licked.
Hold on. I've got to find the one. There's one here somewhere.
It's as big as looking up the internet.
This woman said, I was in a grocery store and I walked by a mother with her five-year-old and the little boy smiled at me with this sweet smile and I waved back. Then he said, you should eat your friends for dinner. That's what we do.
Oh, my God.
Stop. That could be the noises from my child. 13, 10, 60. give us a call, 13 10 60. What creepy thing is your kid said? I want to hear it. Call us now.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran and Camila Cabello. That is South of the Border. We got one more ticket to give away, all thanks to Snooze. It's amazing at what a little snooze can do, guys.
Yes. We're talking about creepy things your kid has said, because my friend's kid said to her, snuggled in for a kiss and cuddle the other night and said, I love you, Mummy. I promise not to kill you in the night. Oh, they are so creepy. Kylie, have you got a creepy kid?
I do. When my son was younger, he wanted me to hug him forever until all my flesh fell off and I was a skeleton. And then he was going to keep hugging me until all of his skin fell off and he was a skeleton, would be skeletons together.
Oh, that's actually really sweet.
Yeah, when Jesse doesn't put a maniacal kid.
Yeah, it's actually quite cute, isn't it? Oh, there's a story here. My little cousin came home and started staring at all the Christmas decorations. He said, it'll take 11 days. 11 days later, an intruder broke in and stole all the decorations.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that weird?
Should we check with Kylie to see if she's still got her flesh?
Skin,
or is... Kylie, your flesh is still all intact and you haven't turned into a skeleton?
I am all intact. I am not a skeleton, so I'll have to wait for a bit longer.
Okay, good. We've got Samantha on the line. G'day, Sam.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Have you got a creepy kid?
When my daughter was in kinder, she was 4 years old, and you know how they make those kinder plates that you take home as memories?
Yeah.
She had drawn a picture of the entire family, and I said, oh, who's this person down here? It was a figure of, you know, stick figure with red stuff coming out of the eyes and red blotches all over the body. And she said, oh, that's you, Mummy. You've got blood coming out of your eyes, and you've been stabbed everywhere. And I just went,
oh my God.
Imagine the teacher
who's making
the family were fine.
And the person who's putting that plate together is thinking, what is this family set up?
She ate off it for a few months and then we put it away.
She ate off it, off Mummy's dripping eyes.
Why is it always the mum? It's always the one that puts in the most effort.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Catherine, you would have seen and heard a few things in your time.
Yes, sure have. As a preschool teacher, you do. The good, the bad and the ugly.
Yeah. Give us some of the creepy.
So we had one little man that we taught. This was a number of years ago. He came from an interesting family, so he was always good for a bit of a laugh. I saw him building these blocks up and I went over and had a chat. And so I said, oh, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm building a deck and a basement. And then he said to me, that's where we bury the bodies.
Oh.
And I could fully believe it too from this particular
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So much still to come on the show, Bic.
A Gold Logie nominee up next.
Yes. And speaking of Logie nominees, make sure you vote for one. See Bickmore at TVWeekLogiesVote.com.
Well done. Thank you. You have been voting.
I got it tattooed on the inside of my wrist for you, because get your voting. We've got a Gold Logie nominee up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
An exciting weekend on the Gold Coast this weekend. I was going to work out what number.
Logies it is.
Logies
well,
it
you
is.
Well, you said you've been going since they started.
I didn't you say since they started. Claim. I haven't missed one in like 16 years, but I think it's been going for way more than that. Anyway, it is on this weekend. One of the stars of Aussie TV. He's up for 4 awards is Melissa Leong, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
What is the collective noun for Logies? Like, if you get all 4, what have you walked out with?
Like a bag of Logies or like
a bundle, like a swag of Logies?
A swag.
Is that Aussie enough? Yeah. I wouldn't mind a swag of Logies.
How are you feeling about it? How exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Look, it's still an extremely weird proposition. I've been doing television for all of 0.25 seconds, so this is all quite a surprise. But like everything crazy in my life, I'm just trying to roll with it and have a bit of fun. So we'll see.
Is that something, have you always had the ability to do that, or is that something you've learnt later in life that you've just got to?
Yeah, I definitely, I mean, I'm 65 years old now, so I've definitely learned to just roll with it, be a little bit more chill. But, you know, I think the overachieving Asian part of me really wants to just be super prepared and be very, like, hyper-vigilant about everything. But as we know, we are control is an illusion. We have no control, so we might as well just enjoy the ride a little bit.
And what else have you learned in your latter years?
No, I just mean, like, some people are wired like that from birth to be more chill, and other people learn it through life experience.
Some people hit the geriatric age.
No!
Something's just become new and fresh to them.
It is such a fun night, though. Are you excited about just going out and having a night out?
I'm very excited. I mean, just being able to get dressed up and see what everyone's wearing and just sort of soak up the spectacle a little bit, I think will be really fun. I went a few years ago and, you know, I was a fly on the wall, so it was just sort of nice to be able to watch how it all sort of happens. I think this year might be a little bit different for me, but it was great to have that little bit of a baseline. But do you have any advice for me? Because you've won the awards that I'm nominated for and, you know.
Yeah, what advice? Well, I was very nervous, actually, which is not really
hit,
advice.
Well, you just hit the bottle.
No,
hard.
I was about to say, don't have too many champagnes before, but I realised that was just advice to me, to myself.
Did you have some jazz cabbage?
Stop it. I was very nervous because I, see, poor Melissa's like, what is he talking about? Stop it. Just make stuff up. I don't know about you, but I get very nervous, even though obviously we talk on TV, talking in front of large groups, crowds of people in a room. So even the idea of having to get up there and win an award made me feel sick, which sounds ungrateful, but I was very nervous.
It is very strange. I mean, if I'm emceeing in front of a large group of people, it's fine because I know it's not about me. I'm just providing the structure for that particular event. That sort of seems, in my weird brain, to be fine. But to get up there and talk about yourself is... or the achievements of the work that you've been doing with other people, like that seems to me to be where the nerves start to kick
absolutely.
In a little bit. So, yeah.
And then you look down and you see the faces of everyone, you know, that you work with or, you know, on other networks. And you're like, oh.
People you've been watching for years who have contributed amazing things to entertainment in Australia and you go, what the hell am I doing?
I know.
That's when you look them in the eyes and say, suck it, I beat all of you.
See this?
This is one of a swag. A swag of these.
A swag.
I actually, my favourite part of the whole Logies is the dance floor afterwards. I like to stay on the dance floor. I like to overstay my welcome, shall we say. Will you be hitting the dance floor?
Excellent. Oh, well, obviously. Like,
good.
You
well, not obviously.
To.
Some people don't like to.
You have to have a little bit of fun. I'm normally an introvert. I'm normally I'm thrilled if I'm in my pyjamas by 8:30 kind of person. But I think on Logies night, you have to enjoy every single part of it, including watching people go sideways at the end of it. I love just sort of pretending to drink and then just sort of watching the level change.
Oh, you're mean.
That's so oh, because I don't think I can handle it. So I just don't put myself in that position. But then maybe, you know, if I manage to take home the gold, maybe I'll pull a Stefanovic and just keep on going.
Have any of the other nominees given you any advice or told you anything that's opened your eyes to Logie Night?
I haven't really spoken to anyone yet. I've just sort of been putting my head down and just trucking on forward. But I guess we'll see everybody in a couple of days up on the Goldie. So I'll ask
it's
them.
It's so fun. Well, congratulations. Yep. We wish you all the best, gunning for you all the way in your swag of awards. Have the most amazing night. And, yeah. We love your work on TV.
MasterChef is back on tonight as well, 7:30. Make sure you vote for Melissa and then tune into MasterChef. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Of course. Of course. When the going gets tough, the tough go to water.
It wouldn't be a work trip without a bit of drama.
I mean, just the one, it's always the way, the one who's so stressed about everything going okay is always the one that then doesn't turn up. And I feel like it's happened again.
Is that why you're always there? because you've never had to do the hard work to get there?
Yeah, there's no stress happening in this body. Just wheel this sack of bones and flesh wherever it needs to go. But the boss, the balls of this show,
Sonda, due to jump on a plane with the team any hour now, in the next, I think, 48 hours. And but...
Producer Annabelle, have you heard from her?
I have.
Okay, and how does she seem? Because yesterday, the last we saw or spoke of her,
she fled.
She disappeared from our camera shot.
Oh, she ducked down.
She was lying on the floor of the studio, saying, "I'm not well." And I think I planted the idea in her head that she might have COVID, and I think that was probably the start of the end of her.
That was terrible for you. You're not very good in that situation.
Well, she might.
I know, but you weren't helpful.
Belle, was that not helpful?
Not helpful.
Okay, good. Should we find out? Yeah, should we call her from her sick bed and find out how she's going?
She'll be wearing a nightie.
Oh, at least you've got a mental image.
All right, we're dialing.
Hello, Sonda speaking.
Hey, Sonda, did you happen to enter a competition where you could go to London?
With Carrie and Tommy?
I didn't, but I do work with two people called Carrie and Tommy, and I would love to come to London with you.
Well, that's an interesting...
She sounds a bit better.
I know,
I'm feeling good.
Better. How are you?
Well, you know how every time we get a chance to hang out together and go on a trip, something happens? Last time my dog died that morning. Yeah.
Don't forget that you were doing the do while your dog was dying and you didn't stop.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. And
don't hit a girl while she's down. You know?
I didn't know she was down. Well, she was
another
then, but...
time, Carrie tried to have a party for us and I took a multivitamin and ended up in hospital.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes,
I
remember that.
Very groggy sounding phone call that you made to emergency services.
That's right. Oh, God. Well, oh, God.
They thought you were on drugs.
I'm back in hospital, so I'm just sitting in emergency because the doctor thinks that I have gallstones and that I might need to have my gallbladder removed.
My God.
The lengths you will go to get out of a work.
I know, so dramatic. She knows they got hospitals in the UK. Like,
your gallbladder can wait, can't it?
Yeah.
Or not.
Look, it can. It actually can. So I'm waiting to find out. I've got blood tests happening to see if I've got elevated white blood cells, which indicate an infection, in which case we do need to surgery it. But if not, they'll just give me some hardcore painkillers and I'll be there, guys.
Can I ask, what's the difference between gallbladders and gallstone or kidney stones? Are they different?
Yes, they're different organs. Your gallbladder is a little thing that's... that squirts out bile.
Oh, golly gosh.
So you just have to have it removed. It's not something that needs to come out, like is being passed, whereas kidney stones, you have to pass the stones.
Yeah, I think that's really painful. Yeah, this is if it ended up being infected, they just cut it out of me. No worries, guys. I mean, obviously, I won't be partying with you, but yeah.
Is it because of stress?
No, I asked that. I was like, you know, is it because of my personality? And the doctor said, as far as I can see, you seem like a chilled out entertainer. Lol. No, he said it just happens to anyone and it can flare up and then it could never cause a problem again. So who knows?
Okay, so, where are we landing? Are you 50-50? Are you 80-20?
Now, I'm 100% coming, but I have a deadline because the travel agent has said there's a deadline where if I don't tell you guys that I can't come, we can't get our money back. So in approximately 1.5 hours, we have to call it.
We don't have to call anything. So.
How far are you in the line?
Oh, there's no way I'm getting seen before that.
So what? Hold on.
Why don't we call it now?
But so there's a chance I'm absolutely fine to come, but then I won't know in time, and I don't want to lose the money on the flight if we can get a refund. You know how tight I am with the budget.
Well, that's ridiculous because surely we can can't you claim sickness or something? Get and then claim it back if, on travel insurance? I mean, this is details no one cares to hear anymore, but I'm sure you can cancel the trip less than 24 hours and claim it back on travel insurance.
Yeah, okay, Donnie, good. Yeah.
Donnie, seeing as this money has been spent for the good of the show and the company, if you do happen to get a refund, can the money go to the Time Game jackpot?
No.
Why
he's
not?
In London. We'll do a special Time Game edition. I mean, you won't be
here. Yeah, all right then. All right. Yeah, I won't be with there. Your see it. Yeah. Yeah, take pics. No, of course okay. You can. Why not? I think that's a great idea.
Right, well, that's a great outcome. That's regardless, a, yeah. That's a great... Well, that,
hang
that
on. Good? That's sorry, not a great not, outcome for me. Yet.
Sorry.
Hang on a
sec. You'll be right.
Are you thinking I'm gonna, Time I'm Game over of, me?
No, I'm actually going to go do some work behind the scenes to work out if your travel insurance will cover your trip.
And I am going to do time well spent. Nothing but wait and hear.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, I might see you guys soon. But, can't wait to maybe Eli, hug you.
Remember to film some content in there. Eli says use portrait, not landscape.
I'm going to take a photo of myself with the emergency sign, and if I do get surgery, go. I'll get a. I'll make sure I wear one of my best nighties for you, okay?
Great, yeah, great, great. Right. You can just wear the one you've got,
You don't
really.
Want the surgeons too turned on.
Hey, you know I want nothing more than to come and hang with you in London, but the good news is if I don't see you in London, I'll bloody see you at work tomorrow.
Nah, take the day off.
Please wear your nightie though.
No, guys, I miss you. The show must go on. Quack, 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 duck fly
good
together.
Luck,
see ya.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and let's try and give away a trip to the happiest place on earth.
Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzz in to win the belly trip.
Woo-hoo!
To blast off to somewhere that's lit. Carry Tommy, but ready to take off. But first, you gotta buzz in to blast off.
Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Carry and Tommy's buzz in to blast off.
Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
We are getting close to giving this away because we have our carryover champs, the Mitchells. G'day, Lockie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, very well.
Lockie, do the kids know there's a chance you might be going to Disneyland?
Well, Chanel did one of the calls in the car at school pickup, which was put a crazy amount of pressure on us.
Yes, you can't lose it for them now.
Yeah. No, we've,
G'day,
we've
Chanel.
Got pressure on.
Hello.
Are you doing school pickup again?
I'm at home and I've actually got my toddler here. We've just got home from pickup. The other's at Gran's house. So they know some. You win some and you lose some. So
it's starting now. The excuses are starting now.
No, it's in the universe.
It is in the universe and the only thing standing in your way are the Woods family. G'day, Leanne.
Hey there, Tommy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Who have you got on your team?
I've got my daughter, Georgia.
Hey, Georgia.
Hello.
How are you? You excited about the prospect of going to Disneyland?
I, too, like my mum, am very nervous. but really excited, and it'll be a great opportunity to take my kids along for the second time. I've been before, but my kids are... been dying to go.
Awesome. Well, all you've got to do is answer a few simple questions. Leanne, first up, you are going to go against Lockie. So, Leanne, everyone's favourite part of the show. Would you mind just testing your buzzer, please, Leanne?
Would.
There you go. Great stuff. Lockie, yours was working yesterday, but you want to give it a go?
Mitchell.
There you go. Great stuff. Carrie has your question. Buzz in when you think you know the answer. And if you get it right, you'll get a point. It's best out of three. If you get it wrong, then it does go to the other person. Lockie,
you ready
Leanne.
To play? Lockie, Leanne,
yeah,
ready to play?
Let's go.
Okay. Question one. Which American actor provides the voice of Buzz in the new movie Lightyear?
Mitchell.
Ooh, Lockie.
Chris
go
Evans.
Chris Evans is correct. Well done. Leanne, what happened?
I just heard Tim Allen in my head and I just couldn't get it out. I'm the old version.
Yes, yes. And you've got to get with the times. The new version's where it's at.
Georgia, you need this answer to stay in the game. Are you ready to go?
Are we sure we shouldn't swap the roles around?
All right. Question two, guys. Question two coming at you, Georgia and Chanel.
Yep.
What is the largest planet in the solar system?
Well, Mitchell.
Oh, Georgia. Go
Jupiter.
For it.
It's one all, guys.
Jupiter is correct.
Makes for a good game. All right.
Lockie.
The deciding question.
Leanne, do you want me to get them to test their buzzers?
No, I don't.
No, okay.
All right. Okay, this is one step closer for the Mitchells to go into Disneyland, and this gives you a chance to be in the draw woods. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
In the new movie Lightyear, which animal is Buzz Lightyear's robot companion?
Oh, Woods. In early.
A cat.
A cat is correct.
What? You're in the running to go to Disneyland.
I'm a professional companion ruler. Yes.
Try and get a new phone between now and tomorrow, okay? And we can't hear you, Leanne.
Lockie Chanel, thank you for playing and being so great for a couple of days. I'm sorry, but you guys have bowed out very gracefully, though. We do have a prize pack for you. All the best for you and the little ones. And Woods family, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
It's all thanks to Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas now.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.